He favored me with the people that I'm employed by. I'm not stressed out crying, pulling my hair. I bet not pull mine. Anyway, y'all, just leave me alone. And pulling your hair and all this kind of stuff, trying to figure out. I wonder why the people pull the hair won't do no good in helping them solve the problem. But he said, and he believed God, and it was counted, and he counted it to him as righteousness. What did he do? What did he do? He counted to him as righteousness. So God said, let's read that verse again. I don't know what time I got up. So I guess I don't have to be concerned about what time I sit down. As it is written, back to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is what? Written. I have made thee, what? A father. It would have been something he said, one nation. But he said many. How many is many? It means many, a lot. More, many, it's a bunch of them. It shows more than one, isn't it? I wouldn't call two many, I call two, two. And three, three, and four, four, but you get hundreds and thousands, then I start saying many. I got $2, I don't go around and say, boy, I got many dollars. Hallelujah. And he said, I have made thee the father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God. Who did he believe? He believed what God said. He did what? He believed what God said. His body was, let's read it. I read before, but you know his body was saying, you dead now, boy. You can't even go in there with Sarah anymore. Before him whom he believed, even God, who what? Quicken, you know what the word quicken? Make alive. He who make alive, who maketh alive the dead, and what else does he do? And calleth those things, calleth what thing? That you don't see, that seem impossible, and in your natural mind, that's why you don't go there. If God spoke to you and told you something, stay out of your mind trying to figure it out. Don't go over there trying to tell somebody, get your friend. Now, what do you think? God already spoke. What you talking about? What do you think? Are y'all in the house? Amen. Why would you go over there and ask somebody, now, what do you think? What's your opinion? You coming double, twisted, triple, quadruple, and all the other kind of minded. Just stay single-minded. You know you heard from, well, if you're looking for an answer and want somebody to agree with you, it's a different thing. But you heard from God. You already know what he said. Now, why are you going over here talking about what's your opinion? I don't need your opinion because your opinion may not agree with God. And surely if I hear and you don't, I'm going to see you later. I ain't going to be sitting there talking with you. I already see you in the wrong place. Hallelujah. And so he said, quicken the dead and cause those things which be not as though they were. You notice that he believed God. And he said, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and causes those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope didn't have any hope. Looked at his body, looked at himself. He said, I'm 100 years old. Sarah's 90. Looked at his body, it was dead. Looked at Sarah's womb, it was dead. Didn't have no hope. Who against hope ain't got no hope. But when God appeared to him in a vision, and he believed God, and hope came alive. I say he appeared to him in a vision and talked to him, because he didn't have no hope. Because he was talking about this, his household servant being his heir. God said, your heir coming out of your own bowels. And he said, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become what? The father of many nations, according to that which was what? Spoken. According to that which was spoken. I want you to hold fast to that which God has spoken to you. And just because this has showed up in your generation, in our time, is going on, you hold fast to that which God has spoken to you. Do you hear me? Why all of a sudden coronavirus shows up and it changes everything for you? No, it didn't. No, it did not. I'm going to say it again just in case you didn't hear me. No, it did not. Because God can't be changed. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why you remain single-minded. If you haven't got to that place, make your choice today. Because you can't be a straddle the fence. You can't be this time and that time and be successful. If you're going to be successful, be a whole sinner and a whole saint. You can't be a half saint and a half sinner. It just doesn't work. I can't be a half man and half woman. It just doesn't work. I know a lot of them trying to work it. It doesn't work. Hallelujah. And so verse 19 says, and being not weak in faith, he did what? Being not weak in faith, he did what? He did not. He said, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. He did not consider. His body was incapable of producing a fathering a child. It was dead. Tell a dead man to go get you a Coke down to the grocery store. You'll still be waiting on your Coke this time tomorrow. Because the dead man not going to do it. He is incapable of doing so. Am I right? So he didn't consider, and his body, he didn't consider his dead body when he was about 100 years old. Neither what? Yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now you got two dead things. A womb that never worked. She'd been with him ever since she married, and she's 90 years old and never produced anything. Come on. And he didn't even consider, but he was going around saying, I'm a father of many nations. Can you imagine what folks are looking at him talking about this? He was single-minded. Now, how single-minded are you? What are you saying when you get with your crowd? When you walk out of these doors, all my needs are met. I'm blessed by the best. I got all my, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm top, not beneath. And when you get with your friend, what are you saying? Child, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make child, child, child. What are you saying? You got to stay single-minded.